This summer, VPR is bringing you the personal stories from Vermonters about how these bodies of water affect our lives and how we've seen them change over time. Those connections start early with kids who attend Green Mountain Conservation Camps. Vermont's Fish and Wildlife Department runs the week-long sleepaway camps at Lake Bomazene in Castleton and Buck Lake in Woodbury. VPR's Amy Noyes takes us to camp.
There are plenty of lake homes in Woodbury, but not on Buck Lake. It's pretty much only home to Green Mountain Conservation Camp. Vermont Fish and Wildlife Education Manager Allie Thomas says that's because much of the land around the lake is owned by the state.
Buck Lake is a 39-acre lake that is essentially pristine. If you look around it, there's little to no development at all. Our little waterfront is kind of a development, and then there's a tiny sliver across the lake that is a different landowner other than the state, but it's been left pristine. It's a wetland, so you can't really build on it.
And that makes it a special place for campers like 12-year-old Jaden Zerley from Jefferson, New Hampshire. He says he likes a lot of things about camp, but especially the lake.
What I like about it is I like seeing the nature, shooting the 22s and the bows, and the swimming. Swimming is awesome. It's nice for getting fresh again. Like, feel like hot, just getting in. It cools you down automatically, and it's fun.
In addition to swimming, the waterfront is where canoeing, fishing, and aquatic ecology classes happen at camp.
All right, what else eats plants?
Fish.
Fish, so these are going to be your primary consumers. That's a fancy word.
At the end of class, students pull on waders and tall mud boots. They wander the shoreline in a budding wetland with buckets and nets in search of resident crayfish, salamanders, frogs, and fish. Joe Frankowitz is a Green Mountain Conservation Camp natural resource instructor.
Just because we have to be professional doesn't mean that we're not allowed to have fun. So whenever I teach this, I'm always in there too, and I'm painting myself with mud along with the campers, and I'm catching things and holding them and passing them to kids. So honestly, it's like being a camper for 11 weeks with just a little more responsibility.
That's a pretty good gig.
It's the best gig in the world.
There's no doubt both campers and staff are having fun, but they're also doing some serious work. First-year campers are earning their firearm education and bow hunter education certificates. Advanced campers can specialize in waterfowl, trapping, or hiking. These are the same skills the camp was designed to teach when it started over a half century ago, as Buck Lake director Amanda Preston explains.
Originally, it was run by game wardens, and it was kind of more a military-type camp, but eventually they realized it was all volunteer work from the wardens, so they switched it over to kind of college student-age staff members shortly after that, and it's been really good ever since.
There's still a lot of learning happening on the Buck Lake waterfront, but there's one daily activity that's definitely a camper favorite, and Jaden Zerley is no exception.
My favorite thing to do is play the keep away game. It's awesome.
Okay, ready? Jump off! Oh, give me that!
Because who doesn't like a good game of keep away between campers and staff?
Ready, check!
For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.